You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Washington Nationals. I'm Dave Raymond with Bill Latson of Nationals.com. The winter meetings, Bill, always fun, lots going on. Mike Rizzo, what's on his wish list for these meetings?
Well, his wish list is to get five of his potential free agents signed. I mean, you have, and they're all major players, Doug Fister, Jordan Zimmermann, Denard Span, Tyler Clippard. I mean, those guys have to be re-signed in some way.
Right. So as a lot of teams come to the meetings looking for somebody to acquire or maybe a trade to make, it's as if the Nationals are here just worried about taking care of a little in-house paperwork.
Oh, yes, without a doubt. You talking about the core guys who helped them win two division titles. So it has to be done. And another guy I forgot was Ian Desmond. And I spoke to Desmond yesterday, and he wants to stay here. And hopefully he can go beyond 2015.
Okay. The primary issue, though, has to be Jordan Zimmermann. And while Rizzo is working on getting that figured out, I know he's also fielding calls, right? The Rangers are hot and heavy.
Yes, but nothing's going on there. Obviously, if Mike Rizzo's going to make a trade, he's going to ask for a king's ransom. So the Rangers or any other team, they're going to want a lot. They're going to have to give up a lot to get Jordan Zimmermann. And if you look at Mike Rizzo's history, he wants prospects and even Major League-ready players in return for players like Jordan Zimmermann.
Tyler Clippard is a guy, you know, relief pitching has become kind of all the rage at these winter meetings. That's certainly how it started. And I know the Astros, I think, were sniffing around
right,
on Clippard.
Oh,
what's the interest level there, and how serious are the Nationals about locking him up?
Well, I don't see them locking him up. He's going to make a lot of money. He's going to make close to $8 million this year, and he wants to be a closer. And that's not going to happen here. So I think if he stays a whole year, 2015 will be his last year, and he'll go somewhere else.
All right, one of the interesting moves for this team was seeing Adam LaRoche go to the White Sox now, and that opens up the move for Ryan Zimmermann to get away from third base, get him over to first.
Right.
Now, that makes sense on so many levels, but
yes.
How comfortable are they with him making that transition?
Well, they think he can make the transition. I mean, they're using past history. Remember when he was drafted, he was a shortstop, and then once they drafted him, he moved to third base. So they think if he can make the transition there, he can make the transition to first base. I've only seen Ryan Zimmermann play a few games, and that's not saying much because it's just maybe five games I've mm-hmm. seen him play. And you hope that he can field his position like he did at third. Now, he was a great third baseman before the injuries. But to me, I have to say wait and see.
Right. And then it opens up the third base for Rendon, ostensibly, although the concern really may be second base, and Rendon may fit in there as well?
Right, correct. Now, Mike Rizzo said that they could go after a third baseman and put Anthony Rendon at second. And if that's the case, Rendon will be very comfortable there. He did a great job there. If not, then they could still look for a second baseman and then put Rendon at third, which is his natural position.
All right, well, what are you hearing so far on either of those two positions? They have anything going?
Well, I'm hearing more they're looking for a second baseman. There are options out there. They still like Danny Espinosa, believe it or not, even though he's not hitting well. They're thinking about having him hit right-handed exclusively because he hit over 300 from the right side of the plate. But it's easier said than done when it comes to hitting right-handed against right-handed pitching. So, again, that remains to be seen.
As they weigh those two options, finding a good replacement at second or at third base, how much of a factor is the potential addition of some speed to this lineup?
Well, I think they have enough speed, believe it or not, as long as everyone stays healthy. Bryce Harper has speed, Denard Span, Anthony Rendon, even Jason Wirth, as old as he is. I mean, he's really, really good out there. And even Ryan Zimmermann, I keep saying that he can run, but he's never been given a chance to steal bases or anything like that. So I think they have enough speed. It's just a matter of getting enough depth and improve that bench. They need more bench help than anything else.
Most teams are always looking for help in their starting rotation. Nationals seem pretty relaxed. Rizzo seems pretty comfortable with the way things are. Should they need help, some depth in that rotation, what do they have in the minor league system coming along?
Well, you have A.J. Cole. He had a great year last year for Harrisburg and Syracuse. Blake Treinen was really their emergency starter last year, and he did a great job. Now, it's strangely, they see him possibly as a future closer. Now, it depends. I mean, he could be in that rotation. He has great stuff, and it's just a matter of how well they'll do during spring training.
All right. And any more depth there? Trimen, is he a potential this year?
He's a potential. I mean, it depends on if they trade any of their starters or if any injuries happen. Trimen, he would go to the minor leagues for a couple of weeks. Then if they needed an emergency start, he would come in and make a great start for the team. So I think he's the number one guy if something happens to the rotation, then A.J. Cole.
Okay, and then from the standpoint of position players, they've got to have some young players coming along and could add some depth there.
Oh, without a doubt. You have Steven Souza, who I think will be one of their bench guys this year. Michael Taylor is a guy. It depends on how well he does this year. I mean, he had a great year last year. If he has a great year this year, he could be the starting center fielder in 2016.
Okay, things pretty quiet so far.
So far.
In San Diego. Do you anticipate Rizzo getting anything done, either with, locking up Jordan Zimmermann or making some sort of move, even if it's a smaller move, before the team leaves?
Maybe not, but again, knowing Rizzo the way I do, I think he's going to make a move somehow. I don't know what it is, but I expect him to make a move.
What's the pressure situation like there? I mean, obviously the disappointing division series loss to the Giants. I think there are high expectations around this team. Is there a sense that things have to be done right now?
No, I mean, they don't sense any pressure, but I think among the players, after talking to Ian Desmond, I think they feel that the room to win another division title is closing for sure, because you have all these guys who are free agents after 2015. So right now they feel they have to win this year, and because changes could be made after that.
Okay, and then last thing as we wrap this thing up, it's always worth talking about Bryce Harper. How's he doing? Has he stopped running into walls? Is he okay in the offseason with that?
He's healthy. And they really think he's going to have a great year, especially after what he did against the Giants in the division series. And I think he really wants to be a leader out there. I think he showed me last year that, especially during the postseason, that he wants to take over and hit a lot of home runs, driving a lot of runs, and it's going to be a great year for him.
Okay. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the weather here in San Diego. Maybe the calm before the storm, Bill, because something has to happen here soon.
It will. There's no doubt in my mind.
All right. Bill Latson, Nationals.com. Another episode of MLB.com Extras, the Washington Nationals.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kids' wear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.